Commentator Emily Wiley teaches English in a New York City public school. She gives her students a lot of tests. Recently, she's become a student again and remembered what it felt like to be taking a test instead of giving one.
As a teacher, I have mixed feelings towards tests. They're the least fun part of teaching. And while I know in the back of my mind that they can be valuable, I have many other forms of assessment that I think are more accurate measures of what students know. I also love to hate the state tests, and that sometimes colors my thinking about testing in general. But when I became a student of karate this year, I found myself rethinking the value of a traditional big public scary test. A little awe and trembling pushes us into doing what we didn't know we could. At the risk of sounding like a corporate inspirational poster, it turns out that challenge is inspiring. And everything about karate has been a challenge. From learning the traditional protocols about when to bow and when to take your shoes off, to finding a spot in the intricate choreography of floor washing that all the students do before class, using old towels and a hand-cranked wringer. My sensei himself is a challenge. He's a 70-year-old, 8th-level black belt given to growling in Japanese, whose main expression is a kabuki-like frown. But he really sees you in class. I've been devoted to him since he came up to me before my first class, wielding a Sharpie, and wrote my name in Japanese on my uniform. I have never wanted to please a teacher more in my life. So when Sensei first announced that exams were coming next month, I was all in a sweat. Somehow, I'd suppressed the idea that a test might eventually come up in my new favorite world. As an adult, it's pretty rare to take tests. At this stage, assessment tends to be more subtle. But now, I was going to have to perform to standard, in public. I was consumed thinking about it. I started to practice my katas at home. I came 4 days a week to karate, neglecting my own students' papers to do karate work. I got big calluses, which later ripped off in grisly tears. I had to wear tape on my big toes, just like the black belts. When the test came, it was terrifying. I didn't do everything perfectly, but I did enough. When the paper was posted showing I was promoted 2 levels and that I was now 1 test away from green belt, I floated home. It was really nice to know exactly where I stood. So karate is reminding me that the occasional traditional scary test is valuable. Tests can be inspiring, affirming, and failing them can be really instructive. They can help by setting a clear goal that lights a fire beneath a student. My dojo's motto, which we shout at the top of our lungs at the end of every class, is seek perfection of character, be faithful, endeavor, respect others, and refrain from violent behavior. It's a high bar, but I like having it there to look up at. I'm a better student because it's there. And with Sensei as a model, I'm certainly a better teacher.
Commentator Emily Wiley teaches at the Young Women's Leadership School, a public school in New York City.